Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Some of the things that's been prophesied about this coming election with Brian Carnes, I mean, I hope Brian's wrong, just tell you outright. But hard times are coming, but with that, good times are coming. Good times in regards to, you know, the third great awakening. Yes. We're starting to see it bubble up and these things take place. But with that could become some tilled up soil mm-hmm. of men's hearts. And we're counting on this election, you know, everything working. But what Brian Carnes prophesied was that it's going to be rigged. Something's going to go. I mean, everybody's thinking this thing will be won. This person has more votes. And I don't know what all these the things are going on right now. But I hear some reports going on that says that, I don't know if it's accurate or not, but these are the reports that are going out that Bernie Sanders is running. He's actually getting a whole bunch of votes. But yet he's losing every time he goes to a particular state. How can you lose when you get votes? It's, I don't know. They got some different things set up. And I heard some other candidates say that you got to win big if you're going to win. If not, then you still don't win. It's like, what happened with that concept? But they're talking about, but prophetically, Brian Carnes was talking about, you know, you're thinking it's going to be this way, but all of a sudden something's going to happen behind the scenes and rig it. And what we've seen in the last 7-8 years, people don't really mm-hmm. care how it happens as long as they get into power, but God does. But understand this, you know, another word that was given by, hopefully we'll have that word, the word that was given by Brett Holderbaum when he said the VFN Dream Center, mm-hmm. and this wind of God's Spirit is going to come through Washington, D.C.
And the monuments and memorials.
Yeah, and the monuments and the idols are going to come down. And what the Lord showed me specifically was, in a night vision, was that authority was talking to me saying, it's all a house of cards. It's all a house of cards. The mm-hmm. whole thing's a house of cards, talking about Washington, D.C. And then John Paul Jackson interprets a dream that was given by one of the staffers at Daystar Television. And what she saw was that a bulldozer was going through Washington, D.C. in this prophetic dream. Yeah. But this is her words, that it was knocking everything over like a house of cards.
Yeah.
And so there seems to be some converging words that God is going to deal with. It's obviously not buildings. It's the mindset mm-hmm. and the spirit, you know. And I know that when we were talking about on the program, it'd be very encouraging to listen to it. Is New York spiritual Babylon in regards to what the Word of God talks about in Revelation? And we got a phone call from one of our listeners that says they were in Washington, D.C., and as they were praying for the country, the Lord told them that Washington, D.C. is that place.
Wow.
So I don't know, but I know that based on these prophetic words, it seems like New York and D.C. are in some difficult mm-hmm. you know, struggles coming in. But this is what the Lord said. Do we have that word? Yeah, and so the... this when the wind comes through, the first wind is a destructive wind that deals with strongholds and idols and monuments that have been set up in regards to, you know, bad things. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden another wind comes after that and brings a fresh wind. As a matter of fact, let's go to that right now. This is Brett Holderbaum. He was just visiting from Colorado. Mm-hmm. He's at the VFN Dream Center. Let's go there now.
The Sunday morning at the Dream Center on April 10th, we were in worship. And I just felt this strong wind blowing through the Dream Center. It was so strong, I could barely stand. And I just began to ask the Lord. I said, Lord, what are you saying? What are you doing? And the Lord gave me a picture, and it was a picture of the coast of Africa and a storm brewing off the coast of Africa. And for those that live in the Gulf Coast region or anywhere in the hurricane area, we always keep an eye on the Gulf Coast starting about June 1st to November 30th, and because that's where the hurricanes, a lot of them come from the coast of Africa, the most severe ones anyways, it seems. So taking it through, the Lord began to speak about how a hurricane is formed, and a hurricane's formed through a tropical disturbance, and then it moves to a tropical depression, and then it becomes a tropical storm, and then it becomes a hurricane. And we all know the severity for those that live on the Gulf Coast, one being the least and five being the greatest. The Lord showed me in this vision about this hurricane going up the east coast of America. And then he showed me a map, and I saw Washington, D.C. And then the Lord began to speak And the Lord said, He's tearing down the monuments. He's tearing down the monuments. All the monuments that man made, God is tearing them down. He said, a fresh wind is going to blow through Washington. A fresh wind. So, Lord, we thank You for just sharing with Your people what You're about to do, Father. And, Lord, we are so thankful that You speak to Your people. And, Lord, we just give You all the glory, honor, and praise.
So you're seeing firsthand, you know, this is what the Lord is saying. So He's hearing your prayers. He's hearing our prayers. He's responding. And I thought about this. I was talking to somebody recently. Maybe it was John. He and I were talking about when you look at how things are right before they get dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
People who are doing the wrong thing are at their most confidence. I mean, you think about it. When God was dealing with Jezebel and Ahab and what they did to the nation of Israel, they were throwing a party. They were throwing a political gathering party, and everybody was going to celebrate. As a matter of fact, one of the guys ran into the particular man who was God was going to use to deal with this evil leadership that took place in Israel. His name was Jehu. And the guy ran right into Jehu, and he goes, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going to the political party." He said, "I'm going to the political party. Jezebel's throwing a party. Want to get there? There's a big bell party going on. Woo!" This should encourage you, because understand that right before God deals with the enemy, they're going to be the most cockiest, most confident, and they're going to just be so convinced that their way is going to be the ultimate way. But God is ultimate. He's in total control. This is God's creation. It's not. He's not going to let it go on forever. And so when you start seeing the adversary and those that are held captive by the adversary thinking they've totally pulled one over on America, on the church, on whatever's going on, realize they're going to be at their most confidence right before God deals with it. And God is systematically working out a plan. What He did was He anointed Jehu. Jehu was coming in, and God says, "You're going to deal with this thing." He was wise in how he dealt with it, and he went and dealt with all the crony leadership that was put in place by Jezebel and Ahab, king of Israel. Mm-hmm. He dealt with all the heads of all these departments that was put around, literally took the heads off of all of Jezebel and Ahab's sons and dealt with Jezebel. And after that, all the people began to follow God. And it's really important. Quite often, you know, people are saying, you know, the country's bad or the people are bad. But when leadership is bad, the country looks bad, and it begins to be led in wrong ways, leading people astray. But when you change the leadership and they're leading, then you'll start seeing the people be better. I mean, God had more to say about false pastors than He did false prophets. Right. It's like, how are we leading God's people? Do we care? You know, a friend of mine just sent me a message, you know, and I just love to be reminded of this thing. We are responsible for taking care of God's folks. They're His folks. They're not our folks. How we treat them, how we take care of them, how we pray for them, that's how we take care of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Whatever He did for the least of these.
Yeah, you do it, doing it for Him. Yeah. And so a leadership has to change. You know, either change our hearts or just change the leader itself. All the way from the church house to the White House.
Yeah.
We got to deal with, you know, godly leadership. And we can do that in America because it's a government by the people and for the people. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.